Blog Talk Radio.
There's a saying that there's a time and a place for everything, and sometimes it may not be the place or the time for an action to be done, or, for example, something to be said. I look at the first, when I look at there's a season and a time for every matter, time. At this time and place, but usually things happen. It's not idle. It's not idle. Something that comes out of people just idle. There's a God's infinite plan. There's a reason for it happening. Anytime, for every one of us, we have another baby that's born. I look at the father, and there's a time and plan. Every spring, the farmer plants his crops, prays that the crops come. And then later on, when everything is ready, and it's time to pick out what has grown. It can also mean that sometimes you have to take out something that's not profitable or not. Or not any good. Give you an example of weeds. I've worked on the farm myself, so I know without a doubt how full of weeds. I wasn't sure, but it has to be done because if you have weeds with good plants, you can choke off the plant, the other crops. A time to kill and a time to heal. This is the one that kind of gets to a lot of people, if you don't know. I kind of look at it going to the verse 8, second part, time for war, time for peace. You look across, it's like there's always a time for war going. And you wonder if there has been any kind of peace. And you wonder if there's if it's possible. You know, when I look around the world, you know, I think that the weakness, you know, in some way, it feels happening now, maybe. Well, I don't know, maybe about 80 or so, you know, some you don't hear about, whether it's something going on in the part of the world, you know, the world is, you know, very limited. Then it's time to, you know, break for some things that have to be broken down. So you have to build it up. I think about not only on a society negative, but on a person negative. You know, something. Maybe I'll become a butcher and something that is broken down. So we just, I don't really get up old habits. But new ones can be built up. So sometimes the person comes off kind of a few sexy things, you know, they get out of the, they're not losing the control of those things that they build the person up. It is the word of the spirit to the person. There's a ton, you know, you go out, you know, you know, time to be, you know, to do this stuff, but in this time of life, you know, enjoy life as you are the things of life, you know, not even what God wants to enjoy, you know, a lot of the stuff that we can enjoy. You know, right now, you know, the power of life, what you have, and the only thing you do is you're born. Everything you do is you sleep, you know, that's. But, you know, like it's a convention earlier, there's a purpose to do. But it brings clarity, you know, it brings clarity to life also. Throw away stone, gather stone together. I kind of look at that with moving. The food. There's a lot of stuff to work. Time to embrace, time to explain something. Time to cheat, time to do, and time to go away. There's something to keep. When you move, like, there are things you want to keep. But then again, you realize there are things you need to throw away. So you have no use for them. You know, and, doesn't show any purpose, or maybe that it's not needed in that. It's just like that something's in our life that's not needed. You have bad habits. Bad habits. Don't get back to the situation. But it does it. But you know, time to care. When I get to the first site, at the time, it would be 60. Be a problem. It was 64. There was so much going on. There was the war movement, civil rights, the American movement. And there were a lot of things, you know, things that society had to be put to granted at this time. Try to hide under the rug. And it kind of bore the fabric of what society was at that time. And then, at a later time, you know, you had to, you know, whatever chairs that you had to sew it up. And it's one thing. So if there's not an issue, you know, at that time, you had to deal with it. It's a time for silence, and a time to speak. Or say, you know, people say things to you that are not kind. But a lot of them, there's a lot of things in life that don't need a response. And you have to respond to everything that's said. But there are those times when you have to speak up. You know, you see somebody being wrong, you know, speak up to that person. suddenly let them know that, let them know that if they care about you, they can let them know that you care about them, what happens. So no one deserves to have vitriol or words for nothing because of their race or their religion or their gender or their sexuality or where they live or where they came from. Any time to love, you love those that are around you. The scripture says you love your enemies. You know, time to hate. How limited time to hate people. And hate, so you hate the evil, hate all the evil that goes on. So you hate any kind of evil that you hate what's being done. You look at the immigrants, you look at the refugees, you have any Syria coming up south, and time for war, like I mentioned earlier, there should be a lot of war. And then there's the time for peace. Now, going through this, you think you have to say, there's a bad care. You know, it's possible that we're going to have it. And even on the surface, maybe it's never going to happen. But God said, in the Revelation, that he's going to take peace. He's coming at a time when the whole world is going to change. Christ comes to the whole world. That the lamb race together. Now, we have the law, the ash, the snake, the peace, the war, you may ask yourself, why are these things happening? Well, sometimes they need to take God care for us. So why do we go through trials, tribulations? So we need to trial tribulations. So they had strength. Our strength and our dependence on God. Our strength is going to make a difference. There's a greater purpose in all of this. The way you learn, for example, the way you learn patience is being in a situation that patience, there's a lot going on around. People stay there and everything. Okay. A lot of them. A lot of stuff going on. But, yeah, patience through that gets there to the point that you can have spots that everything doesn't need to be. He also mentioned the scripture that we're the peacemakers. See a situation. Trying to be a peacemaker. Trying to quell the situation and calm that down. I just jump in there and the boat be flying. We have everything going on. We had a peace of suspicion to make the peace. They have to do that. They have to do that. truth. They not understand. But if you have to go, you have to let go. You have to let go of some bad relationships. I used to play ball. I had an interest in playing some ball. Another aspect of this particular passage, I believe I need God's peace to the earth. Peace to the earth, but other things are going to cut peace to our lives also. Our lives should be in the sense should reflect us. If you want to ask the question, you're so hopeful. So, and now the way the world is, only you know, to do it, It's so important now that we all seek, God, willing to speak. Now, really, this passage, is all about life, various life, about birth, our passing, all the things that go on. All the things that we have to put aside or give up. Also, the things that we need to have. God knows what we need. Also, the things that we may have to learn. Part of growth is learning something new. This is something new that I can imagine that I hope. But as time has gone on, most likely I would have done the next. We can only see that now, but that's way ahead of what we can do. For example, as you go walk down the street, you see what's ahead of you, but now I can see the door going around the corner. That's the way life is. Thank you.